Say Big & Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
So often we hear of, you know, children doing absolutely horrible things. And it's, well, you know, we can't diagnose them yet because they're still very much developing and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Is that a flawed way of thinking, of saying, well, you know, they're still developing? Because obviously they are, that's just true. But when those red flags like that are there with a child, I mean, should we be able to take a closer look at that sort of thing and not just kind of brush it to the side of, well, not quite there yet to make that diagnosis? Yeah. Should we be making that sort of diagnosis at a younger age so maybe more attention can be brought to someone like a 14-year-old Scott Peterson? I'm sure there was probably tendencies there that one could look at and go, something's not right here. And other than just being, oh, he's selfish, he's narcissistic, he's, you know, this or whatever you're going to call, maybe there's something much deeper going on here and could be treated. Are we not treating our younger people sufficiently or quickly enough where we could steer this a little bit into a better direction than we do? Are we just medicating them too quickly, or are we just too quick to write it off as immaturity when there really is serious, you know, personality disorders going on?
Yeah, I think a good mental health clinician should be able to spot that. Mm-hmm. But that also takes collateral information from parents, because a lot of times a therapist could sit down with a child like this and they're very charming.
Yeah.
You know, they know how to charm at a very young age. But you look at the behavior and you make an assessment based upon information from the family and the school, and you want to be really thorough. Because yes, the earlier we catch something, the more we can try to coach the family on, this is how you need to structure this kid. Mm-hmm. And we can't diagnose them with, you know, the official DSM category of antisocial personality until age 18, mm-hmm. because it is considered to be something that develops, and you don't want to tag every kid in their medical records, you know, with something that's going to be a pejorative as they get older. But we really do want to identify these antisocial tendencies that are happening early on. And the official diagnosis that we're supposed to use is called oppositional defiant disorder. And there's a whole list of criteria that go into that. You know, but I do think a lot of kids are missed because parents overlook it, or they make excuses for them, or, you know, are this kind of narcissistic, my kid can do nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see that a lot. And that's the parent's ego getting involved, and it doesn't serve the child.
Because it really makes you wonder, like, the parents, I know nothing about the parents of Scott Peterson. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know if they're alive or dead or anything. But, you know, just for example, you know, if you're looking back and you're like, yeah, there's a lot of these signs that my son had at one point in time. Maybe that was missed. I mean, how do you know differentiate, you know, youthful just dumb behavior that we all exhibit, you know, with something that is far more detrimental? Obviously, patterns are going to be a big thing, but you're relying on what's being said. If you're seeing a therapist, and what's being said in that session, what the parents are relaying, it's a lot of information coming from the source, and sometimes those sources don't necessarily see things in the light of reality the way it should be.
Exactly. And I think that's why a lot of this stuff is missed, which, you know, just may be what we have to live with.
Yeah.
But I think the more we can educate parents, and, you know, it's just really important to have good parenting skills, to have wisdom, and to see when there's a sustained pattern of conning, lying, manipulating. I mean, he was an incredibly good liar, right? And obviously, this started at some point much earlier in life, and particularly if people try to con their family members, if they con their friends, and you'll see this often with people who are psychopathic. They don't just lie, you know, to stay out of getting in trouble. They do that, but they also lie to con people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they get this sense of pleasure out of the game. And what can I get away with? And they'll play that kind of game on their friends, even. And so that's always a really bad sign.
Always an interesting world that we live in, and the people that we are surrounded with. How many Scott Petersons are out there, I think, is the scary thought.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.